It's another day. I'm another John, and this is Another Note. Today's edition of Another Note is titled A Serious Offense. Our scripture reference today is Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. As always, may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and hearing of His holy word. But a man named Ananias, with the consent of his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property. With his wife's knowledge, he kept back some of the proceeds and brought only a part and laid it at the apostles' feet. "Ananias," Peter asked, "why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, were not the proceeds at your disposal? How is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You did not lie to us, but to God." Now, when Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all who heard of it. The young men came and wrapped up his body, then carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter said to her, "Tell me whether you and your husband sold the land for such and such a price." And she said, "Yes, that was the price." Then Peter said to her, "How is it that you have agreed together to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out." Immediately she fell down at his feet and died. When the young men came in, they found her dead, so they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear seized the whole church and all who heard of these things. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Speaking of the church, toward the end of Acts 4, it said, "The whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common." Acts 5 opens with these words, "But a man named Ananias." Ananias and his wife Sapphira consented to sell a piece of their property. Instead of giving their full profit to the community, they brought only a part. We aren't told how much they kept for themselves. Sapphira only admitted to such and such a price. The couple, though, paid much more. Peter confronted both of them, and they both died. Most people want to know, why did God kill them? Was lying to God, as Peter suggested, that big a deal? I wouldn't presume I could get away with lying to God. At the same time, the text doesn't say God killed the couple. Since Peter made the offense such an affront to God, we assume God was the culprit. The immediacy of their deaths add to our assumption. Some have suggested it was a stress-induced response, that they felt the weight of their guilt. Maybe. Commentators often connect this story to another in Joshua 7. The details of the stories don't match, but the theme is a direct parallel. In Joshua 7, a man fesses up to sinning against God. As a result, all Israel stoned him. So, if we're going to connect the two stories, it isn't far-fetched to wonder if the church wasn't responsible for the deaths of Ananias and Sapphira. It's easy to blame God, but we all know religion can make people do strange things, too. I've never been quite able to figure out this story. After both deaths, fear seized the church. No kidding. The best I can make of it all is that the unity and mission of God's church is serious. The anointing of the Holy Spirit has remade who and what we are, and God expects we will live accordingly. As strange a story as it is, it does make me wonder. When God has before us such a great plan of unity and purpose, what keeps us from giving our full selves to each other and God's mission? Stay blessed. Now, before you go, let me make sure you know I love you and you are a blessing to me. Thanks for listening to another note. I hope it helps you live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Let me know if I can pray with you and help us reach others by sharing today's devotional or leaving a review wherever you listen as a podcast. And finally, make sure to check out the website at anotherjohn.com. God be with you.